was reading a book recently about the Romantics and how they grew up in a universe where there was deep deep astronomical time and space, deep geological time. In other words, prior to that, everybody believed that the Earth had been in existence, 6,000 years, 4,000 years. The stars were on a dome called the sky. The sun was the center of the universe. Everything was very neat, orderly, and not all that large. And the time scale was human. The reason they knew there were 6,000 years is because they counted all the begats. Then people started looking at the evidence of geological change, getting bigger and better telescopes looking out into the universe, and they began to realize that things were a lot bigger and been around a lot longer than people had imagined before. One of the astronomers, Herschel, realized that there are many galaxies out there. There's little smudges that other people had seen in their telescopes. He saw as whole galaxies and began to realize that galaxies and stars went through these huge time cycles. Some were old, some were new, dying and being reborn. I was reading one journalist who visited Herschel, and Herschel was quite old. And to put it in modern terms, Herschel had pretty much blown the young guy's mind. He was this old man. He had bigger ideas about the universe than the younger guy had. And it pulled the rug from under a lot of people's feet to think of things as being that old, that big, that chaotic. Kant, at the end of one of his books, talks about looking up at the sky and seeing how wonderfully orderly everything is, and feeling inspired by that. And then just one generation later, Schleiermacher wrote in another book. You see, look up at the sky at night, what do you see? You see chaos. And that larger view is very similar to the Buddhist view, but the universe going through many, many, many cycles, and there being just lots and lots and lots of beings out there. Many universes, many simultaneous universes, that was also an early Buddhist idea. And it's useful to think about this, like that character in Through the Looking Glass who liked to think of two or three impossible things every morning before breakfast, just as exercise for his brain. It's good to think about infinity, how long things have been going on and how much longer they could go on if you don't get your act together. It also helps put small issues in day-to-day life, or things that seem big to us in day-to-day life, puts them in perspective so you begin to see they really are small. That's a preparation for getting the mind to be willing to settle down. The main purpose of this contemplation is sangwega. The image of the water in the oceans being less than the tears you have shed, less than the blood you have lost, having your head, many, many, many heads cut off. And think about all the possible things you could have been, or could be. That's one of the purposes of this larger perspective. It's to chasten the mind, to get you willing to come in and settle down and be with the present moment. We think about all the beings in the universe when we wish them goodwill. That helps in several ways. When you think about all the beings in the universe, when you're sitting here meditating and the meditation's not going well, you can remind yourself, at least I'm meditating. There are a lot of people out there, a lot of beings out there have no chance to meditate at all. I've got some merit. I'm here meditating with my eyes closed. The mind may not be ready to settle down yet. But the fact that it's not settling down is not to be taken as a sign that you can't do it. All too often you come to the meditation with your story of the day, the narrative of what's happened today and what's happened in previous days. And if things have been going pretty poorly, you sit down and meditate and things are not going well in the meditation, that just seems to be one more piece of evidence that you can't get it together. And so it's good to realize all the other people who have been meditating, the ones who haven't had the chance, but even among those who have meditated and the ones who've done very well, they've had their periods of real difficulty, ready to commit suicide. So you're not the only one who's got difficulties. The ones who were about to commit suicide ended up coming to their senses and eventually gaining awakening. If they did it, you can too. In other words, you see the larger pattern. And that puts your affairs of the life in perspective. It was like the Buddha on the night of his awakening. He had that knowledge of his many lifetimes, and there was lots and lots and lots of lifetimes. But he didn't see any pattern. It wasn't until he thought about the whole universe that he saw the pattern. No, rebirth happens based on your actions. And sometimes the actions can take a long time to yield their fruits and to be worn out. That's why it was hard to see the pattern the first time around, with just the evidence of his one life. So every time you meditate, it's good to think a couple of thoughts of infinity, two or three thoughts of infinity before you sit down and try to settle down with the breath. Goodwill for all beings and thinking about long passage of time, and the potential for a long passage of time into the future. To chasten you, to get you to be willing to settle down and be, as they say in the customs of the noble ones, to take delight in developing and take delight in abandoning. Realizing here's your chance to develop some skillful qualities, here's your chance to let go of some unskillful ones. Regard that as a precious opportunity. We're all lucky we're here right now, so take advantage of it. There's a lot of suffering out there, as the Buddha said, the amount of suffering left to beings who haven't gained the Dharma eye. It's like all the dirt in the earth. And the amount of suffering left to those who have gained the Dharma eye is just like the dirt under your fingernail. So how much dirt do you want to deal with? Here's your chance to cut your sufferings down to size. Time may be large, space may be large. And even though sufferings are large, they can be cut down, brought down to a manageable size, to a human framework, something a human being can handle. So here's your chance.